about you, Becklin?
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Home sweet home for San Jose Sharks hockey here on the Morning Skate as we're at SAP Center at San Jose today. A 4:30 airtime on the Sharks audio network and a 5 o'clock face-off on a night in which we talk about Pixar. And a lot of other things going on at the tank. We're here to talk about hockey. And, Drew, I only have one thought after this recent road trip. And I suppose if you're the coaching staff, if you're players, you get up in the morning and you say, what now?
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. You know, every day as a coach, you would wake up and go, okay, what now? Where do we need to improve? What else do we have to do? You can get into a kind of a spiral with that, though, because you don't want to start putting Band-Aids and fixing everything. But you have to pick one thing, maybe two. For Brian Worsofsky and his crew today and yesterday is, how do we get them reset? How do we hit the button to go back to be playing like they played in the first three games versus the last two? And Brian Worsofsky uses a saying I love in sports. I think it was Jimbo Fisher, football coach, who said it. He was the first guy that I remember. Be where your feet are. So, in other words, last year was last year. Last two games were the last two games. Over, done with. That's it. Focus on today. Focus on where you are and what you have to do to be better. And that would be my number one message, or my number one key to tonight's game, is be where your feet are. That means mentally be checked in. That means mentally be strong, be focused. It means mentally, as you and I have always talked about, push away the peripheral opponents and focus on the here and the now and what you can do to help your team win.
Well, one thing they can do, Drew, is stay out of the penalty box.
Yes.
To quote our good friend Zach from Toronto, I'd say that basically the last two games have been really frustrating because especially defensemen taking penalties, and it's the type of penalties they're taking that really has slowed their progress and giving them a chance to win.
Danny, when's the last time you remember the Sharks giving up, having to take or kill five on three penalties in two games in a row?
I can't recall it. I mean, I do know this, thanks to Uncle Darren Stevens, one of our great stat people, that the last time that they had seven power plays against in consecutive games was back in 2016. Last time it happened, I think on the road, was something like 2012. So it's like 12 years ago. It does not happen often. And I would say that many five on threes in that short a time span, it could be a first. We're going to look it up and find out.
It just, and a lot of the penalties they're taking are stick penalties. Now,
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but October hockey, we know what October hockey is, okay? I get that. But referees call it a little closer. Okay, get that, no problem, because they want that message sent that we're not going to do the stick penalty thing. We're going to make sure we're not going to waver on that. So this is what the league standard is going to be. So get it in your heads. Don't be reaching in with your stick. Now, it's second effort. It's not anything purposeful. It's not anything malicious. It's not them being lazy. It's them trying to check. But I think you're the first guy I heard to say this. Check with your feet first. Then you get the stick in. So get your rear end moving. Make sure you're above the puck. And if you're above the puck, you don't have stick on it. Get your feet moving. Get up the ice. Get between your man and the net. And as on the puck carrier, get your stick on his puck. Don't get it in his feet. Don't be lazy. Be focused. So you're right. You can't take 14 penalties in two games and come out and expect that we're going to be okay. 100%.
It's just too much pressure. And, you know, they're working hard enough. to execute everything they can. Doesn't help that they're facing a Colorado Avalanche team that started the season, 0-4?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they found a way at the end to beat Anaheim. They were down 2-0. They outshot them badly. But a guy named Nathan MacKinnon sort of came to the fore. And that should not be a surprise to anybody. Listen to this number, Drew. Yeah. Nathan MacKinnon has played 34 games in his career against the San Jose Sharks. He's got 18 goals, 28 assists, 46 points. So I'd say he's probably going to be a factor in today's game, wouldn't you say?
Remember last game? Last year we were in Colorado, and he was just – he was the best player on the ice and maybe on – that we've seen in a long time. We've had guys, superstars, who have had wonderful performances against the Sharks throughout their career, right? And then looked forward to playing the Sharks.
Mario Lemieux.
Exactly. He's the guy we always talk about. But Nathan MacKinnon, he looks at this schedule and he circles it and goes, yes, here I get, now I'm getting, here we go. I'm going to be getting going. But you're right. Nathan MacKinnon is phenomenal. His speed, his shot, his intensity. What I love about Nathan MacKinnon is he puts the work in too. He's not somebody who sits on the outside, waits for the big one-time opportunity or stays on the peripheral and then scoots in and out. The guy plays inside. The guy plays hard. The guy drives the net. The guy drives that team. He's tonight on our, on the TV side on the line rush. He's the guy we're talking about from Colorado.
Well, you have to talk about him. He's got points in all five games, by the way, for the Colorado Avalanche. He's got 9 points in those games. You can't forget about Cale Makar either. Norris Trophy winner. He's got points in all five of the games they played. 1 goal and 8 assists. But the sneaky guy that kind of goes through there is Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah.
He had a hat trick to open up the season in their only road game they played. This is only their second road game they played. And in Vegas, they lost the game, but he had a hat trick in that game. He's a guy that led all forwards in the NHL last year with an average of 22 minutes and 54 seconds played. Very impressive. In 24 games against the Sharks, he's got 16 goals and 13 assists. So here's another guy.
Well, and the thing is, you as a coach, you don't focus on those guys. But you certainly bring to the attention the potency of how good they are against it if the players need any reminding, which they don't. And it's going to take five guys every shift to defend against those guys. You don't just – gone are the days where you're going to put Jamie Baker on Mario Lemieux. Not going to work. Now these are the times you have to go after. Five guys have to play defense. That's the other aspect of the game that when you talk about the penalties, what the penalty killers go through in order to try to not get scored on, it takes away from the energy you're able to play 5-on-5, and you lose that ability to just really be pressuring a lot. So stay out of the box, because you don't want to put those guys in the power play anyway. But also, it allows the next line to come out playing against MacKinnon or Rantanen or Makar to be physical, to be high energy, which you have to be because they are.
We have a mystery today because we're not really sure exactly who is really going to be in the lineup. Will Smith didn't play last game. I have a feeling he's going to be back in, but you never know. The other side of it is Daniil Gushin. Will he be in the lineup or not? Will William Eklund be healed enough to play today? These are all questions that we can't answer for you right now on the Morning Skate Show, but because there's been a kind of a close-to-the-vest feel to the lineup today. But I assume Vitek Vanacek's going to get the start in goal. But
yep.
I think he played really well when he came in.
Yeah, you and I talked about it on the crossover, and he did. He was like McKenzie's game wasn't bad.
No.
It was just the way the Sharks played and the way that Winnipeg played, it was all Winnipeg. And Winnipeg was high-flying. Yes, it was, I know it's fun to see all the Jets, but they were just better. But MacKenzie didn't have a lot of help. But it's very hard to come into a game like that if you're a goalie and perform well in Vitek Vanacek's case. So I think when you look at Vanacek and the way he's played, there's a comfort level growing with the guys on how good he is. And I love the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing great. And by the way, as we close the show today, how about Yaroslav Askarov with 2 shutouts? Another one yesterday. He looked fantastic.
Dang.
Iowa Wild playing against the Barracuda today. Real quick.
5-0. It was a great game. It was on the Sharks Audio Network with Nicky Nolenberger. It was terrific. But Askarov, Danny, he makes a save in the third period that I think probably will be save of the year in the AHL. It was phenomenal.
That's the Morning Skate Show for today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.